B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
All right, get your shovels, your bread, your eggs, your milk, whatever the hell you need to get this weekend.
Why do you think they do that?
We're going to get bombarded with snow. Hot 96.9 Get Up Crew. I'm telling Pebbles, this is what happens all the time.
I know it does, but I never understood that.
Listen, it's the first big snowstorm of the season.
It is. I'm not ready.
Okay.
But, you know.
I mean, the good news, I will say, at least for me, is I'm going to be in Atlantic City this weekend where it's going to be 50.
Oh, so good for you.
I'm legit missing this whole thing. So, but we know a lot of you guys are wondering and you're panicked and you're about to go crazy. So we need to get you updated with the latest of everything with our good friend that we always check in with every time something like this happens. Chris Lambert from Channel 7. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Yeah, midwinter and you're talking to me can only mean one thing. Right?
Well, we love you year-round.
Sounds like everyone's ready to make French toast here on Sunday morning.
You know?
We got the eggs, we got the bread, we're ready to go.
Okay, here's what I do have to say for everybody. Chris is a friend of the show. He's also someone who I kind of keep on call when these things are happening because I've been, you know, saying I've been going to Atlantic City all week and I'm taking my team down. A lot of my parents have been concerned because they're going to be driving home on Sunday when, you know, the peak of this storm is happening. So I've legit been tweeting with Chris every day this week asking him for updates.
For a personal meteorologist.
So, really, Chris, just so you know, you've become my friend. So I've been telling all my cheer parents that my personal friend, Chris Lambert from Channel 7, has said. But in all,
I know. You guys have needed the play-by-play. I mean, that 95 stretch from AC heading north through Connecticut, Rhode Island. I think the biggest concern there later Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening would be the flash freeze that's down near the coastline. Christ. Now, farther north, it's going to be more snow, but I think that's more, you know, Boston, Worcester points north and west. Even in the city of Boston, I think we get a half a foot of snow. Heaviest will be right around midnight, Saturday night, through about 5 to 7 in the morning in the city of Boston in terms of the snow, and then it's prolonged sleet, freezing rain in the mix in and around Boston through Metro West through the day Sunday. So it's going to be a mess out there through Sunday. So expecting 8 to 12 inches just north and west of Boston, and then about 12 to 18 out there in Fitchburg and Leominster. So big mess on our hands Sunday.
So is this something that we're going to have to worry about, power outages?
I think the concern would be if we get some freezing rain, Boston out to Worcester Point South, interior southeastern Massachusetts, then you raise the likelihood that we'll get isolated to scattered power outages because you have that ice to basically cling to everything in between tree branches and power lines. So I did give my generator a little bit of a test run yesterday. Probably not a bad idea. You know, prepare for the worst, hope for the best.
Jesus.
Right now it doesn't look widespread, but we certainly could have isolated scattered power outages.
So should we also, is this one where it's like everybody stay home on Sunday so they can kind of clear off the roads so everything will be done in the morning and then they'll need the time to kind of clean up?
Yeah, we get the Pats game to watch anyway.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. No one's going anywhere.
All right.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. I mean, even if it's not snowing in Boston or, you know, through much of the metro area, we're going to be dealing with quite a bit of sleet through the day.
Mm-hmm.
So travel conditions are going to be poor through the day. So if you don't have to travel, you can sit home, you know, watch some football, take care of some things inside. You know, I think that's your best bet.
You're
it's
going to
get brutally cold, too.
Yeah.
It's
going to
get brutally cold Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and Monday. Monday, the wind chills will never get above zero. High temperatures, barely above 12. So we're talking about a lot of cold air coming in. So we are, you know, concerned with the cleanup process later being a tough one. So if you have nothing to do Sunday, you can stay home, you know, kind of clean it up as you go.
Nice.
I'm just doing that.
Chris, you're not helping my cause here at all, but that's all right. We still love you.
Yeah, sorry.
Chris Lambert from Channel 7, thank you so much for calling in. We'll check in with you again for the next one, whenever that's going to be.
All right. Good luck. Atlantic City, stay safe on the way back.
Thank you, Chris. All right, that's Chris Lambert from Channel 7. We love him. He checks in every time there's a big storm. It's kind of like we're using him all the time because then we don't talk to him again for the entire summer. But that's okay. We still love him. All right, coming up, guys, we're minutes away from what's hot and trending. Pebbles will fill you in on everything going on. We have a new update with the R. Kelly situation. And, of course, we're going to get ready for the big game on Sunday. What's hot and trending coming up in about 12 minutes. Hot 96.9.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.